Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Starting out the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. When it comes to issues on precious metals, Bron Sacecki is one of the best in the world. Bron, I had an interesting experience over the holidays. I wanted to buy some coins. This was about 3 or 4 days before Christmas. I wanted to buy some coins for family members. And the only place that I could find where I could actually take immediate delivery was a coin dealer, coin slash bullion dealer, as he calls himself, in Bellingham, Washington. And I went in there, you know, after calling him first, and he said, "Oh, we got all kinds of coins, etc. Come on down." Well, I went down there, and sure, they had all kinds of buffalo head nickels and Franklin half dollars and the rest of it. But when I told him, you know, I'd just like to get some small tenth of an ounce gold coins. Guess what? He had one in stock. Is that what's going on around the world right now?
Well, yes. Now, recently, the UK Royal Mint announced that they had run out temporarily of their sovereign gold coins, and the US Mint themselves is still on a ratio sort of allocation rationing process for their silver eagle bullion coins, and they've been doing that since 2013. So it is an ongoing problem, and it's interesting because in 2008, when there was this huge surge in interest in coins, obviously after the financial crisis, all the mints got caught out by that, and there were shortages and rationing in coin premiums, particularly on, say, gold. Eagles went from, you know, normal sort of 4 or 5% up to around 7 or 8. So there was a huge premium increase. So it is a risk that investors need to be aware of. And it's not a case of a shortage of the raw material. It's more a case of the production problems and limitations within the production capacity of the mints. And I sort of blogged on this recently, and just to explain, there's two processes when you make a coin. You make the blank or the planchette, the round disc with no image on it, and then there's a separate process of then minting or stamping the image of the coin onto that round disc. And the minting process is quite straightforward because you just get the blanks or planchettes, put them into a feeder, and most presses are automatic and they stamp out the coins. But it's the blank manufacturing process of getting a bar and putting it into an extruder and melting it down into a strip, and then getting that strip and rolling it down into the correct thickness, and then punching out the round discs out of that, and then you've got to anneal it to get the right grain size, and then you've got to do some chemical washes on to get rid of impurities. It's a very complex and laborious process. And as a result of that, a lot of mints, including the US Mint, don't make their blanks anymore, and they outsource that process. But the problem is that with many mints outsourcing blanks, there's only a few handful of blank manufacturers worldwide with the capacity to make large blanks, of which Perth Mint's one of them. And you can then get a bottleneck in that process where if there's a surge in demand and a mint has not got enough blanks in stock, or they didn't stockpile enough, then they can run out of those, and then they've got to go to the blank manufacturers and say, "Quick, I need some more blanks." And of course, they themselves, as we are, mints and probably using the blanks for our own coins. So there's a sort of a bottleneck in the production process around this blank manufacturing. And 2008 showed that the industry as a whole is just not capable of meeting that surge in demand. And I think these recent sort of shortages and continuation of rationing of silver equal bullion coins to the distributors shows that there's still stress and pressure on the industry in terms of its capacity.
Bjorn, I really wanted to get your opinion on what's happening over in China. I've posted a few articles in the last few days, and you've come to our site and commented on the website and directly to us. We just noted that there are two new banks that were granted license to deliver assets and sell a physical bullion over in China. Do you see this continuing to be a trend in China? And is there an opening in other parts of the world for this as well?
Well, last time we talked in November, I did mention about the Chinese market and the fact that they are on a continual process of opening it up. And yes, this recent sort of announcement that two banks have got licenses to import shows that. And our understanding, or more rumours, is that there's a few more that may be announced as well, although we don't know the names of it. But, that's the industry gossip. So China is certainly moving forward on a program of really opening up their market. And that will just result with more importers. They'll be able to get more gold in. The premiums will come down. And so I think that's going to be supportive of the gold price, because we're going to still see a flow into China from this point on. Other markets are not too bad in Asia. There's still room for improvement in some of those. Vietnam still has a lot of restrictions on, and obviously India has still got its restrictions as well, which is hampering demand. So I think, you know, a bit of opening up of those would really give us a boost under the demand side and give us a boost on the price.
Bron, I'm looking at the live spot market chart for gold right now, and it is very, very volatile. You know, a lot of people would say, well, you're crazy. You know, the price is only, it's only varying in the case of gold by maybe a couple, $3 or thereabouts. But the mountains and valleys, for lack of better terms, on these charts are really interesting. And regardless of the depth, for lack of better terms, of each particular valley, gold always rebounds. What, in your opinion, is keeping the price of gold up?
I think we should underestimate China and Asian demand as providing a bit of a floor here when it gets into this 1200 range. I think the market is really in a bit of a fight right now. It's at this inflection point. There's been a double bottom in the price, but there's still a bit of a debate around, you know, are we at a bottom? But what I've noticed quite interestingly is if you look at the narrative in the mainstream media around gold, and most of the money is in the mainstream and they follow that narrative, whether it's true or not, by the by. But that narrative has been very much gold is falling and there's no bottom in sight. And that's why it's been falling and falling and falling. Now, with this double bottom recently forming, I've seen a lot more news articles talking about saying, is the bottom in? You know, is this a double bottom? So I think that talk is starting to form a bottom, and I think the narrative is going to start to shift on gold and more towards not it's now going to fall forever, but are we at the bottom? At least if they're talking about it being at the bottom, it's better than them talking about it being no bottom. So I think that's supportive, and I think there's now a fight between bulls and bears as to say, well, is this really a bottom and can it hold? So that's why we're seeing so much volatility.
I'm simply dumbfounded at this point. And one of the main reasons I am is we've got some pretty good technical guys who come on the show almost on a daily basis. One of them says, you know, I don't think the bottom is even close to being in. I think we're going to go down to the low 1100s, and this is why. And he gives all the technical reasons for it. And then another one comes on the show and he says, you know, we might just kind of flounder here for just a very short period of time, but I would predict that in February you're going to see this market go to the moon. What side of that argument do you fall on?
I think we're starting to form a bottom because, as I said, the narrative is starting to change. The fact that I've seen mainstream media articles saying, questioning, asking the question, is the bottom in? That is now going to attract the attention of the pro traders and the smart money, and they're going to start to think, okay, the bottom is in. Just to go back, in the last time it bottomed at 250, when it got to 250, the talk at the market was, it's going to 200, mines are going to shut down at 200, mines were starting to shut down at 250. That was all the talk. It never got to 200 and get any lower, because the pro guys came in and realised that if it went to mine cost and a lot of mines started to shut down, the price would be supported by a supply restriction. And so they got ahead of that curve and effectively stopped at 250 and started its crawl back up. I think we're at this point now. I think the pro market is starting to say, okay, this is too far into mine cost. Mines will start to shut down, and they're getting ahead of that. And I think that's the shift of money is starting to move more towards that way. We might still see a lot of volatility. It's not certain. It's not a definite. But I think the narrative is starting to change around gold. It's going to take a while for it to build, and then for some confidence to build to really push it forward into some new highs. But I think we're starting to see that shift in the narrative to say, yes, the bottom may be in. It may be a good time to get in.
from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to a daily editorial on the Cortland Economics Report, chatting with Chris Temple as we do every day. Normally we do this at 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific Standard Time, but Chris is in transit, and so he is now in Chicago with my good friends Rich Rodez and his son Eric. And Chris, you wanted to talk yesterday about something that we didn't have time to get into, it, but it is a very interesting subject, and that is a lot of gold bugs and a lot of
of investors in general feel that there is a very definite inverse relationship between the price of gold and the value of the U.S. dollar. You want to kind of debunk that, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Well, not only do I want to do it, I have done it. I've shown my subscribers, all you have to do is look at the historical charts. And here's the fact, Sal. If you go back to the beginning of gold's secular move, gold was selling for $255 an ounce. Gold less than doubled to $425 an ounce at the same time that the U.S. dollar index dropped by a third. It went from 120 to 80. I'm rounding the numbers off. That was by early 2005. Now, with the U.S. dollar index at 80 in 2005, what is the U.S. dollar index approximately today? It's 80.
It's about 80, right.
Yet gold has gone with a flat U.S. dollar index over those 8 or 9 years from 4.25 to over $1,200, and it was higher than that. So gold showed an ability, even after the losses of the last year or two, to roughly triple with a flat U.S. dollar. Furthermore, one of the big moves for gold during that time, early 2010, happened with the dollar soaring as well. And the reason for that, as some people remember, was that was when the whole crisis with the euro and particularly with Greece and the worries about whether the single currency was going to survive, when that first became very acute. Okay, so that move in gold had absolutely nothing to do with the weak U.S. dollar. I have tried to get people to understand, and you know, you and I have talked, I think, yesterday off the air about this. There's a difference between information and knowledge. A lot of people out there, even people in our respective audiences, are swimming in information, but what you and I are trying to do is give them knowledge. And the knowledge that gold bugs in particular have to have, let alone investors generally, is that the supply-demand equation for gold, the factors that influence its price, are so radically different than they were 10 years or so ago that it becomes almost impossible to try and draw historical parallels, including these beliefs that just watch the U.S. dollar and gold to do the opposite. It doesn't work that way anymore. In fact, I've been telling people that in 2014, we're going to see the resurgence of the odd couple again. As in 2010, we had the dollar and gold go up at the same time. In fact, treasuries may well join in as we see a lot of money unwind this year from being speculative and believing in this big boom story that the Fed is trying to get people to believe in, and instead realize that we still are a world choking in debt. We still, therefore, have central banks that have no choice but to keep printing money. The money will come out of riskier places like stocks and so forth and into safe havens. You know, it used to be, and this is why the U.S. dollar was important as a metric to measure gold in years past. It used to be, and you probably know these statistics better than I do, but two-thirds of gold demand historically is fabrication, right?
I'm not so sure I totally agree with that, but go ahead.
Well, in the past, it was about two-thirds fabrication and one-third investment demand and so forth. That equation has been turned almost upside down. Investors, and now in the last 4 or 5 years, central banks play a much larger role in the equation for gold. And, you know, one of the things I'm fond of saying when I have friendly discussions or friendly arguments with other investors and colleagues is that, you know, whatever you might hear on CNBC and the talking heads, well, gold has failed as a crisis hedge, or it's not desired anymore because the Fed doesn't see any signs of inflation yet, and all these other things. Look, all I know is that central banks led by the Chinese are buying it with both hands. They don't care if Harry Dent says it's going to 300. They don't care if Peter Schiff says it's going to 3,000. They don't care what Al says. They don't care what Chris says or anybody says. They know they can see years into the future there's going to be a changing of the guard in the world as far as currencies and economies are concerned. They see that the current fiat systems are doomed. They want to anchor their future role in having something bigger to say about the world, and they're anchoring it with gold. And if it's good enough for them to do, I think we need to take a look at it.
Well, I think you've got a really interesting point. I've been dealing with this Chinese situation for a long, long time. I really noticed that the Chinese were having a very meaningful impact on the price of gold back in, I don't know, 2004, 2005, and it's done nothing since then but get stronger and stronger and stronger. We don't even know what the magnitude of the Chinese gold reserves are right now. You know, it's interesting. I had a listener on the show come in and say that he thought that China was now the number three holder of gold in the world behind the United States and Germany. And Bron Sacheki, who was involved with the Perth Mint, came on and said, you're not even close. He said the Chinese at this point really haven't announced much of anything, so there's no official numbers here. But he said, I got to tell you, or he implied the following statement. I got to tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. The Chinese are really, really playing more and more of an important role. You know, this last week's action in gold, for example, I thought was really interesting. I got a live spot market chart on my screen all the time that I'm in my studio, and I have to tell you, I've never seen such volatility, Chris. Chris, we got to close this thing off here in 2 minutes, but I want to give you the final word.
Well, real quick on that point, Bloomberg just reported a few days ago that the official numbers, and I agree with those and yourself who say that this is not likely the extent of it, but the official numbers from China, they just vaulted past Italy and France, and they are now only behind the U.S. as far as an individual nation's gold holdings. So Bloomberg came out with that. I assume it's correct. Again, I think that not only with the gold-dollar relationship that I've talked about, but with so many things, with the equity markets, there are people out there, for example, right now predicting that we're going to see interest rates on a 10-year note by the end of the year go to 4%, and then next year it'll be 5% as the economy continues to grow. It can't possibly happen. And anybody wants to get the most recent issue of the National Investor, I explain why the Fed, if it can possibly help it, will not allow interest rates to go that high. They can't. If you want to have a few dozen AIGs, such as in 2008, or a few dozen Lehman Brothers, okay, go ahead. Let interest rates go up. Let all these hedge funds blow up who are offside and who bet the farm on this low-rate environment. I think that a lot of this stuff is silly. So my role and yours and all of us that do these things together, Al, we're trying to impart knowledge, get people to realize that the investment rules have changed, the landscape has changed, and we need to sort through the propaganda and find the things that really impact these markets, whether it's China with gold, the Fed with rates, or whatever.
Chris, I got to tell you, I agree 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's man cow for you.
Here and here, GCN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. As promised, I have the doctor with me, Richard Postma, and Bob Moriarty, probably in his mind and very possibly in all of our minds, the smartest man in the world. Bob and his wife, Barb, started 321 Gold. It's a great site, gets a lot of traffic, and I've learned an awful lot from this guy. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on right now in the precious metals markets and also in the stock markets, you guys. I want to start out with something that became very apparent to me yesterday, Friday, and that is what's going on in the gold market. I really believe right now, given the fact that you got to have both sides of the equation in every transaction, every time you have a seller, you got to have a buyer, and what's going on in the markets right now, in my opinion, is we got a very, very big, for lack of better terms, we have a big seller and we also have a very big buyer. And I got to tell you guys, I think that the big buyers are coming from sovereign nations personally, and I think they're being led by China. Bob, you probably think I'm crazy. What do you think, man?
No, I do. I think you're crazy.
Okay. Well, but not on this issue, right?
Well, yeah, on this issue too. I mean, I hate to say that. It's a terrible thing to say. But
about a fellow human being, yes, it is.
when you have no sellers, all you have is buyers, and it is a zero-sum game. You have to have a seller for every buyer, but when you have an absence of sellers, the price moves up. It's moved up strongly. I'm looking at some of my shares. I've got stocks up 6% today, 7.1, 7.7, 7.0, 55.6, and 14.2. And this is precisely what I believed would happen. And what I do want to point out, when everybody is a buyer, or when you run out of buyers, then you only have sellers, and that's about what we're going to run into with the Dow and the S&P. The Dow and the S&P are a bubble looking for a pin.
Well, I happen to agree with that, and I think that Doc does also. Doc, you were commenting in a daily editorial on Friday that you're getting really, really optimistic about the securities involved in our sector. You want to elaborate on that a little bit for me?
I mentioned back in December I was starting to accumulate some of these. It's because of the technicals that I'm looking at. And number one is I started to see some of these precious metals start to take out the 50-day moving averages. Well, that to me was a signal because we hadn't seen that in months. And all we saw was a continual downward pressure. And for the first time, I was seeing some of these take out the 50-day moving average. Well, much to my delight, this past week and the end of last week, they started to take out the 200-day moving averages. And we hadn't seen that for months. So we're starting to see the technicals in that relationship change. Now, what's interesting was today and yesterday I saw some of the silver stocks take out their 50-week moving average and close over them, which is huge. Now, if they do, they close over the 50-week for a couple of more weeks, that tells me that we're at the start of a bull run in these precious metal stocks.
Well, Bob, you've been in this game about as long as I have, and I have to say I'm seeing some pretty interesting upward movement in some of the stocks that I'm holding, and I'm happy to say that. I mean, I'm still significantly underwater, but I'm happy to say that. But I want to get back to this thing about China. I got to tell you, man, I feel really, really strongly about the fact that, as I was chatting in another daily editorial this morning, that a lot of the countries are starting to realize that their economies are so shaky, the only thing that's going to save their respective currencies is to have them be backed by an asset, and it just makes sense that that asset is gold. I mean, let's take Germany, for example. They demanded that the U.S. return their gold, and the U.S. basically said, well, you know, we're not going to do that right now for whatever reason, and you can't even inspect the vault. Boy, that took a lot of that took a lot of nerve on my part, but I really believe that more and more of the sovereign nations are starting to buy gold. Tell me why you think I'm nuts.
No, you have it exactly right.
But 5 seconds ago you said you're crazy. I think you're wrong.
Well, you were crazy, but that was 5 seconds. I'm allowed to change my mind.
Okay. I don't know. I just think that's what's going on right now, and I think that this may historically we may look back on, you know, on this particular week and say that's where we saw a major turnaround.
No, we saw a major turnaround first week of December. If you look at a chart of the XAU over gold, and that it's a pure measure of psychology, it turned around the first week of December. Now, gold tested its low on the last day of the year, but we've been in the bull market for 6 weeks now.
Well, I think I perhaps am a little more conservative than you are, and that's probably why I got about a tenth of the capital that you do. But it just hit me like a ton of bricks this week. And, you know, Doc, you and I talked about that on a daily editorial yesterday, and, you know, you didn't laugh at me.
No, not at all. And I agree with Bob. Is you can almost tell by the action in gold and silver that the sellers have vacated the premises considerably. And when you have that happen, all it takes is a little bit of a flame for who knows what reason, because fundamentally what's changed, you know, it's been the same. But all it takes is a little bit of movement, and, you know, some of the technicians start to see some of these things happen, and that's when once you start to see it, then you have more people piling in.
You know, I'm looking at the major indices right now, and I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 41.55 on the close yesterday, Friday. But you look at, then you look at, you know, the TSX Gold Exchange, it's up 6.55. London Gold is up 8.5. If you look on the spot market, it was gold today was up roughly $14, almost $15 from the low of the trading cycle. So it's interesting that gold is not following at all, and for that matter, silver is not following the conventional markets at all. Why do you think that's happening, Bob? People just getting smart?
Well, I'm never going to believe that. I'm a big believer that people are dumber than bricks. But we have high in the Dow and the S&P on the last day of last year. We have not had a subsequent high since then. And I think that soon we're going to realize those have rolled over. We've got the Dow and the S&P going in one direction and the gold and gold stocks going in the other direction. I find that perfectly natural.
Okay, bottom line, you guys, what do you think is happening here? I mean, this is a pretty big reversal. Why is it happening? Who wants to tackle that one first? You know what I think. Doctor, you're on, bud.
Boy, Al, I look at some other things, too, and when you look at the Commitment of Traders report, the smart money, the commercials, have been slowly going long gold for weeks, and they're a net long, which is so unusual. And I think the smart money is finally starting to move their money in a different place. And I think that's what's starting to ignite these markets. What's interesting is today the dollar was up, and yet gold moved up. In fact, the dollar looks like it's on its way on the move up for a while. And if gold fights that and continues up, we've got something pretty strong here, I think.
Well, I think we do have something pretty strong here. You know, in the prior segment, which you guys obviously didn't hear yet, Chris Temple talked about the fact that the value of the U.S. dollar is not moving really inversely to the value of gold anymore, or vice versa. Well, you know, that's pretty obvious. But I think he makes a really good point. I still believe that we're in totally uncharted waters. Having said that, I still believe that those uncharted waters, though, are leading to a very, very calm ocean that is just going to do nothing but increase in depth. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back. Continue to talk a little bit about business here with Bob Moriarty and Richard Postma, but a couple of other issues that I think directly reflect business. One is Obamacare, and the other one is what's going on in the marijuana situation. I want to talk about the Obamacare deal first, because we have had a very, very frustrating experience for Kathy in that area. Kathy has a brother who is severely retarded, Doc, and he's, I think we've talked about that before, he's institutionalized, and it's just, you know, it's a bad situation. The man's 57 years old, and fortunately he's warm, comfortable, and all the rest of it. But having said that, with the new Obamacare regulations, I cannot tell you how much time Kathy has wasted on the phone with incompetent people attempting to convince them that his source of income really doesn't matter because he's a ward of the state, for lack of better terms, and he doesn't have any income. I mean, this is crazy. You're a retired physician. I mean, what is the point of all of this?
I don't know, but I do have a close relative of mine in Washington, D.C. that's very involved in Obamacare in one of the areas, but fortunately that area is doing quite well. She's had a significant impact on it, but as far as the whole system is concerned, Obamacare is that we're just going to see this year too just a disruption to the health industry, and you wait until this fall when you start to see some of these industries start to unload their people off their insurance plans. Then you're going to see some real disasters happen, and it's going to come, and I think it's almost inevitable now that with this whole Obamacare, we're going to head toward a single-payer system.
Bob, I mean, I don't know. You know everything about everything, and I don't say that necessarily in jest. We've talked about Obamacare ad nauseum on the show. Let's get your opinion on this thing.
Well, it's really hard to tell. I agree with Doc that probably solution is single payer, and the issue there is Obama and the leadership of the House Senate so stupid that they set up a health care system that failed because of their stupidity, or did it fail because of their cupidity? And I always believe the government officials are a lot dumber than they appear. We'll go to a single-payer system because Obamacare, as written, simply doesn't work. It's the largest tax increase in U.S. history. They're counting on 25-year-olds to pay for 65-year-olds. They needed 40% of young, healthy people to enroll. They've only got 24%, and everybody that I've talked to has had problems with it. The government will eventually say, well, this is a catastrophic failure. We need to go to a single-payer system, which is the government pays for everybody. And by the way, to do that, we need to tax you some more. The government is going to massive taxes. There will be a default. We're going to inflation, perhaps hyperinflation, and a lot more taxes, and Obamacare is just part of it.
You know, I have been looking at the, for lack of better terms, financial statements of the United States for a lot of years on an ongoing basis, and really about the only thing that I can say, you know, as a general statement is, if the United States were a publicly traded company, there is no way that I would invest in it. You know, but we talk about that a lot on the show, and it just, I think that all of our regular listeners, I mean, we all seem to be of the same mindset, would agree with that. But I think that what was hoped to be the crowning achievement of Barack Obama's administration, I think, is going to be the crowning catastrophe. I have spoken with nobody. Now, admittedly, I haven't spoken with Nancy Pelosi and I haven't spoken with Harry Reid, but I haven't spoken with anybody, and that includes a lot of physicians, and that includes a lot of very close friends of mine who are very highly placed in the industry from an insurance standpoint. Everybody says it is just something that makes absolutely no sense. I want to get on to another subject right now, but that is, you know, I have been looking at some stocks in a very interesting sector of late, and that is the marijuana industry. A number of the stocks that I have looked at that were brought to my attention by listeners are up a huge amount. That they have absolutely skyrocketed in value. Obviously, that's a great place to invest if you're so bent to do that. But boy, in my opinion, I don't know. I think legalizing marijuana is going to turn out to be a big disaster also. Any comments on that, starting with you, Doc?
Yeah, I think it's inevitable that this nation does not go that route. And I think it's inevitable that we aren't going to legalize it. It's going to happen. And you know, Al, it's not for the right reasons. Again, it's always follow the money. And localities and states see an opportunity to hopefully get out from under some of their fiscal problems. And with this whole new industry, and that's why it's going to happen. You know, it's going to turn out to be very similar, you know, to the whole alcohol issue as well. You're going to have the same type of problems. And but I guess this, a lot of the people that drink alcohol probably smoke marijuana and vice versa as well. So I don't know if it's going to have any increase in negative impact on the rest of us than it already is.
Well, I got to tell you, it's had a very negative impact on me in the sense that we have a unit that we own up here that we use as a rental, and thank God we've got some great renters in there right now. But the folks who were in there before, it cost me $10,000 roughly to get them out of there and to bring the structural integrity back of our unit, and that is because without telling me, they turned it into a grow house, and they were able to do that in Washington State because in Washington State, if you have a medical marijuana card, you can grow up to 15 plants. And I got to tell you, there were two guys in there, 30 plants fills up a pretty big room. Bob, what's your views on this particular segment of the investing community?
Okay, 20 years ago, a DEA law judge named Frances Young did a study on marijuana, and she concluded that a lethal dose of marijuana would require consumption of 1,500 pounds of marijuana in a 30-minute period. She also concludes that marijuana is the oldest and most valuable therapeutic drug known to mankind. the laws against marijuana consumption, use, growing are totally irrational. The danger in marijuana, the danger in all drugs, it's not the drug, it's the government. Now, how do you solve a drug problem with a billy stick and a 45? And the answer is you don't. Drug problems, like cigarette problems, like alcohol problems, are a medical problem. They're not a legal problem. We spend $400 million a year. We've arrested half of the young men in the United States under the age of 23 over issues that simply are no problem. Marijuana is not a dangerous drug. It's not an addictive drug. It's not a gateway drug. Now, I don't smoke marijuana, but I certainly don't care who does.
I got to tell you, I don't care who does either, as long as they don't rent my condominium and turn it into a quote-unquote grow house. And that particular event that occurred in our lives is a great example of how the government is totally screwing this thing up. It is, marijuana is a good source of taxation. I don't happen to smoke it. I don't happen to approve of it necessarily. But what does anybody care what I approve of and what I don't approve of? For lack of better terms, I think it is another good example of government misregulation. And I know from what you guys have said, you're agreeing with that 100%. You know, we are so head over heels in debt in this country. I've always believed that a user tax was one of the most effective taxes that there was out there. And this is certainly an effective user tax. Am I a terrible person because I'm saying this? I don't think so. And I'll tell you, the reason I say that is because, Bob, as you said, and Doc, as you alluded to, as a medical doctor, it really is something that should be up to the individual's choice. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the show. Got off on kind of a different tangent here in the last segment, but, you know, you got to admit, this is all very, very interesting.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.